Hi, welcome back to Storytime with Tula Jane and Mother in the Wild.
Thank you, Tula Jane. Today, we will be reading a very sweet book called Bear Snores On, written by Karma Wilson. And this is a very special dedication for our new friend, Jackson. Are you ready?
Get cozy.
In a cave in the woods, in his deep, dark lair, through the long, cold winter, sleeps a great brown bear. Cuddled in a heap, with his eyes shut tight, he sleeps through the day, he sleeps through the night. The cold winds howl, and the night sounds growl, but the bear snores on. An itty-bitty mouse, pitter-pat, tiptoe, creep-crawls into the cave from the fluff, cold snow. Mouse squeaks,
"Too damp, too dank, too dark."
So he lights wee twigs with a small hot spark. The coals pip-pop and the wind doesn't stop, but the bear snores on. Two glowing eyes sneak peek in the den. Mouse cries, "Who's there?" And a hare hops in.
"Ho, mouse," says the hare, "long time no see."
So they pop white corn and they brew black tea. Mouse sips wee slurps, hare burps big burps, but the bear snores on. A badger scuttles by, sniff snuffs at the air.
"I smell yummy yums. Perhaps we can share? I've brought honey nuts,"
Badger says with a grin.
"Let's divvy them up, cozy down, and dig in."
And they nibble and they munch with a chew, chomp, crunch. But the bear snores on. A gopher and a mole tunnel up through the floor. Then a wren and a raven flutter in through the door.
Mole mutters, "What a night!"
"What a storm!"
twitters wren. And everybody clutters in the great bear's den. They tweet and they titter. They chat and they chitter. But the bear snores on. In a cave in the woods, a slumbering bear sleeps through the party in his very own lair. Hare stokes the fire, mouse seasons stew. Then a small pepper fleck makes the bear
rah-ah-choo!
He blows and he sneezes, and the whole crowd freezes. And the bear wakes up. Bear gnarls and he snarls. Bear roars and he rumbles. Bear jumps and he stomps. Bear growls and he grumbles. "You've snuck in my lair and you've all had fun. But me, I was sleeping and I have had none." And he whimpers and he moans and he wails and he groans. And the bear blubbers on. Mouse squeaks,
"Don't fret, don't fuss. Look, see, we can pop more corn. We can brew more tea."
Bear gulps, bear gobbles. He sighs with delight. Then he spins tall tales through the blustery night. When the sun peeks up on a crisp, clear dawn, bear can't sleep, but his friends snore on. I love spring, and I love when all of the animals start to wake from their hibernation, and the bears come out, and the birds start to chirp. It's such a delightful time of year. Thank you for requesting this book. We hope you loved it. If you have a special book that you would like to request, please log on to our website at www.motherinthewild.com where you can make your request or dedication there. And to our monthly premium subscribers, thank you so much for being here. Mika, Koji, Ton, Gwendolyn, Zamora Rose, Sam, Jonah Quinn, Zia, Emmy, Bowden and Hazel, Callum and Willow, Avery and Amelia, Eliza, Vivian, Lulu, Elliot, Clara, Leo, Anna, Iris, and Naffy. Until next time.
Stay cozy.